Here's a Halloween controversy. It seems like it's every year. This is Mineola, Florida. A woman has put up skeletons in her front yard, drinking, smoking, dancing on a pole. Neighbors are outraged, as you can imagine.
They're just skeletons, right?
They're only skeletons, but neighbors are really, really upset with this. This is the woman who says, why are they upset? This is nothing but fun.
I have two kids, and they like to see the skeleton. They are dancing. No problem for us.
No problem for us. My kids like it just fine.
I don't know about your neighborhoods, but skeletons are everywhere.
Yes.
In ours. It's like the full 5 feet skeletons. They're sitting on porches. They're hanging from trees. They're everywhere this year.
This woman has hers dancing
on the pole.
On a pole. One is smoking a cigarette. Some, it appears to be drug paraphernalia.
Drug paraphernalia.
Stripper shoes, that kind of thing.
Mm.
She says it's fun.
I'm afraid when they put a lot of some scare things with no head, something like that. But this is so fun. There's no problem here.
Yeah, you're putting a zombie out, something like that. This is nothing but fun.
Do we have an opposing viewpoint?
Yes. In fact, we have emails from different folks in the community. Some are saying, this is awful. My kids have to see this.
It's over the line.
It's over the line. Others are saying, and this is a reporter reading out what's been said. Others are saying, why do you think it's sexualized? They're only skeletons.
If you want to see it as sexual, that's your take. Does it show the skeleton removing clothes? How do you know if it's a female or a male skeleton? Another neighbor said, we live here too. This is very inappropriate.
This is vile and inappropriate and over the line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, the HOA says, and this is the first time I think an HOA has ever said this, there's nothing we can do.
Halloween, that is a weak HOA for sure.
That is shocking from the HOA.
They say Halloween decorations and holiday decorations are permitted, and there's nothing we can do about this. So
he's got to be friends with everyone on that board.
Must be.
I've never heard of an HOA that's okay.
Well, now the HOA did give some advice. The reporter is reading this.
The HOA advised that the offended neighbor should wait until Halloween is over next weekend, when the display will come down.
Yeah. We advise you to sit on it.
Great advice.
Yeah, she definitely parties with the HOA.
Wait until Halloween is over.
Her best friend in the neighborhood's the president or something.
That's your advice? That's what you're telling me to do? Yeah, that's right. Just wait. And it's. But, you know, of course, it doesn't have to come down. They have no... I mean, she can put...
Well, you know, they may have... certain schedules.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
Know, you can only put up Christmas decorations after such and such a...
Yeah.
And things must come down. Like, you know, you have to, many places say you can't have your trash can out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
After sunset on the day your trash is picked up.
There's another, this is also in Florida. There's a kid, a four-year-old, is being credited with bringing back Halloween spirit.
The spirit?
The spirit of Halloween. Because he's four. He and his family decorated for Halloween, as you could imagine. But others in the neighborhood did not, and he would go by on a golf cart with his mom and say, I'm so disappointed you didn't decorate.
What a disappointment. Why do you not have decorations?
Why do you not have decorations?
That's a big word for a four-year-old.
Yeah, and he says, I'm so disappointed.
What a disappointment.
There's no decorations here. So then the neighbors, this lady posted the kid saying that, so then the neighbors said, all right, we'll decorate, and one by one, all the neighborhood started to be decorated.
I still have all this Halloween stuff, and I'm starting to lose interest in it, but then kids like Reef come by, and they drive by, and they slow down, and the kids love looking at my decorations, and it brings back the spirit.
The mom is Jill Parker. That's Reef Parker, the little boy you heard, and the neighbor there says all the neighbors in North Palm Beach now are decorating for Halloween, all thanks to this young man who says... Don't forget the spirit and the season.
Happy Halloween! Don't forget to decorate!
Don't forget to decorate.
You say his name is Reef?
Yeah, I thought it was Reese, but it is Reef.
R-E-E. As in coral?
Mm-hmm. Reef Parker says, don't forget to decorate. Now, I don't like a four-year-old telling me what to do, and I would not decorate. In fact, we don't have one single decoration up in our house. By design. I wouldn't even allow a pumpkin this year. I said, let's save the dollars.
Not one single pumpkin.
Not even a pumpkin or a skeleton. And we'll turn all the lights off.
Lights out before sunset?
Absolutely right.
Well, most people look up at your house kind of like the Bates Motel. It's so far up the hill that they're like, it's not worth the Snickers.
Barbara, you're an HOA president. Do you agree there's nothing you can do about these skeletons?
No, there isn't anything they can do. Most of the, we don't have any covenants about skeletons or Halloween decorations. The only thing is like you're required to take them down within a certain period of time after the holiday.
Uh-huh. Well, that's
makes sense.
That's exactly what the lady in Florida is saying. There's nothing they can do. So happy Halloween. Thank you, Barbara. I appreciate it. I'd be hopping mad down there, too, if they were stripping skeletons.
Would you? Would you raise a ruckus?
Well, I just kind of quietly do things. I would fume and
how do you know they're stripper heels, Daddy?
That'd be my question to you.
Sue, I just
see these stripper skeletons.
How do you know?
Oh.